Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. My name is Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Well, greetings, everybody. Hope you're all doing well today and have been making excellent progress towards goals, whether they're physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, because all four of those are required to live a life of power, purpose, passion, and perseverance. And perseverance will be our topic today. But before we get going, just wanted to let you know that the Mental Strength Professional Coaching Certification Program is up and running. It's at mentalstrengthcertification.com. Go ahead, take a look at it. Even if you don't want to be a coach and help others, the information on this is it's a fantastic program. Personally, I think so. Because it takes aspects of coaching, it takes aspects of neurolinguistic programming, it takes aspects of mental strength, so that if you are a coach or want to be a coach, whether even you're an athletic trainer, therapist, counselor, mentor, this will give you the fundamentals of understanding the process of coaching, which is a interactive dialogue. It'll give you the understandings of how the mind works. So when you're talking with somebody, you'll kind of understand how to communicate with them so they understand you. And then the last part is the mental strength part that goes through the mental strength tools and some of the skills that you can enhance and develop in yourself or in others. So even if you're looking just for a personal development program, also if you are in the fitness industry and certified with NSCA, this course will give you 2 continuing ed credits, and I am positioning or applying for continuing ed credits with other fitness organizations as well. So go ahead, jump over to mentalstrengthcertification.com. Take a look at it. Yeah, I think you'll appreciate what is being put up there. So today we're going to talk about perseverance. And a lot of people will think that perseverance and persistence is the same thing. So let's just take a look at the dictionary definition. So perseverance is a steady persistence, interesting, in a course of action or purpose, especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. Where persistence is the act of persisting a continued effort or existence. So the obvious missing thing with persistence is difficulties and obstacles. So if you're out doing something and it's just going very well and you keep going at it, you're persistent, you're persistent, you're persistent. You're persistent at your practicing your martial art. You're persistent at building your business. You're persistent at your fitness goals. So that's wonderful. It's a great thing to have persistence because you have to have persistence in order to have perseverance. And remember, I talk about the my book and part of my empowerment for individuals is to live a life of power, purpose, passion with perseverance. And so I wanted to hit that perseverance today a little bit. And again, it's that steady persistence. So you have to be able to be persistent, which is just a continuous progress towards a worthwhile goal, right? It's continually progressing towards something. But what happens with perseverance is it takes into account that you're going to hit some obstacles, some difficulties, or discouragement. And so when you look at persevering, it's pushing through those obstacles. And we have to understand that life is life. It's not that it's hard, it's challenging. Life is what you want to call it. And that would probably be a pretty good exercise. You know, life is blank. Life is an adventure. Life is a trial. Life is a bitch. All how you think of life is how you're going to create it. If you think of it as an adventure, then many adventures you have to have perseverance, especially if you're mountain climbing or rock climbing, because you're going to have a steady persistence up a mountain, up a rock face, and then you're going to hit some difficulties. How do I manage this? How do I do that? So you have this perseverance in that. Let's bring it down to perhaps you have a business and you're marketing that business and you're doing great at it, the marketing part of it. So you're very persistent in your marketing, but you're not necessarily getting the results that you want. This is where the perseverance comes in, because you're not getting the results, so you're meeting some type of an obstacle. You're meeting some type of a roadblock. You're not getting that. And so you're wondering, should I stop this business? Should I go over, do something? You know, should I just go get a job? Should I not work for myself? Well, the perseverance is taking a look at, do you believe in what you're doing, and moving past that obstacle? Because, again, I want to go back to the definition. It says a steady persistence in a course of action or purpose, especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. That's perseverance. But how do you get perseverance? That's through your purpose. When you know your purpose and you know what you're to do here, and it could even be that you just love what you're doing, then the perseverance comes into place. If it's just persistence, many times people will have persistence, meet a couple of obstacles, and they'll stop. They'll stop because they don't know their purpose. They don't have the deep burning desire to create a different life, a different outcome. And so this is why this is all tied together so perfectly, if you will. When you know your purpose and you have your passion about that purpose, then the perseverance almost comes automatically, because you can tie them all together. But again, when we look at how many times have you said, or how many times have you heard that, oh, I tried it, it didn't work. Oh, I tried this, or even I did this, but it didn't work. Well, you have to realize that without perseverance in continuing, of course it didn't work because you quit. Think about it. Anything that didn't work is because you quit. How do you know, if you didn't stay with it, modified your actions, modified your thinking, that the process worked? See, things don't work things don't work or they don't work. People work them. If you're involved in a business and you're marketing, it's not the marketing isn't working, it's you're not working the marketing. If you're in a fitness program, it's not the fitness program that doesn't work, it's you're not working the program. These other things we're pointing our finger to are inanimate. There's no consciousness, awareness to them. They're just a program. There's just a diagram. So we can't say it doesn't work, because it's nothing working. It's not alive. You're not working it. And it doesn't mean that you have to follow these things directly. So if you're looking at a fitness program and you're not getting the results, I'm not getting the results. So then you change it, you modify it, but you have that perseverance to know that when you're not getting the results that you want, it's not the program that's not working, it's you're not working the program. And that program that you're not working, it could be, you know, when you take a really close look at it, is the diet absolutely correct? Are you getting enough hydration? Are you stretching? Are you lifting correctly? Are you resting too long? There's I'm just using fitness because it's a very easy example, but you can use this with trying to find a mate. You know, if you're actively pursuing a mate, are you really doing everything you can? Is it, you know, the dating isn't working, or you're not working the dating? Are you the person that people are going to be attracted to, that your mate is going to be attracted to? Are you persevering through all that? When you look at perseverance, and you look at, and again, I'm going to use athletes because it's so perfect, that they hit obstacles and they keep going. Mountaineers, they keep going. When you look at things that you have not accomplished in life, majority of them is because you quit. You didn't have that perseverance to get through that hurdle. And this is where Seth Godin, in his book The Dip, talks about it, is before you start on an adventure, before you start on a goal, make sure it's worthwhile. Make sure it's compelling. Make sure that it's going to enthuse you and engage you in life, because if it's not, the first sign of resistance, you'll bail out. And then why would you even start something if you know you're going to bail out on it? This is what happens. We see these programs or we see these fitness routines, and I'm not here to judge, but maybe you're just not ready to be fit. So you see a routine that looks easy, you get halfway through it, you meet some resistance, you bail. So it's that perseverance. So part of that perseverance, right, I talked about knowing that purpose, is evaluating your goals and ask yourself, at what point would I stop going after this goal? Because if you can answer that, then perhaps that goal isn't worthwhile. If the answer is never, I'm never going to stop going after it, then you can start with persistence by taking action. And then when you hit results, you will have to engage in perseverance, because perseverance is the persistence through obstacles. And again, take a look at your life. Take a look at some of the goals that you've had. Maybe take a look at some of the goals you have right now. I've done a many podcasts on goals. Take a look at what you want to accomplish this month. We're still, you know, fairly new in the beginning of May. So take a look at what do you want? What is one thing that could have the biggest impact on your life that you could accomplish this month? And it needs to be realistic and achievable, right? So not hitting the lottery, but something that you have a control of. Then when you write that down and look at it, is it something that is worthwhile, that's going to inspire you, that's going to engage you in life? And then ask yourself, at what point would you stop going after that? Because if you're going to stop, then why go after it in the first place? And that's where the perseverance comes in. We have been conditioned, brainwashed, lulled into a sense of a trance that if things don't come easily, they're not worth having. Well, that's just the opposite. If things don't come easy, they're probably worth having, because if it was easy, everybody would be having it. And again, I mentioned this a few times, but if you're new to the podcast, I am in complete agreement with law of attraction. Law of attraction, though, doesn't say that you don't have to do anything. Law of attraction is that you need to change your vibration, you need to change your thinking, you need to change how you perceive things, and then take action. And when you take the action, the law of attraction will bring to you those things that you deeply desire. So the perseverance will seem more like a fun aspect, will seem more like an adventure than it will like a chore. And that's another way to take a look at your goals. Are they worthwhile for you? Is when you hit persistent, or when you hit an obstacle, do you see it as this is a pain in the butt, or do you see it as an adventure? When you start seeing things as an adventure and fun and exciting and learning, you know you're on the right path. But if you're going after a goal and something comes up and you go, oh, why is this happening again? This is not fair. Or you start bitching about it or something, perhaps that goal isn't worthwhile for you. And to take another look at it. Because again, with perseverance, think about it. With perseverance, you can accomplish anything. Anything. I'm not saying that you have to do the same thing. Obviously, when we talked about smarter goals, you have to evaluate what you're getting and revise how you're going after it. But it doesn't mean that you change your overall goal. When you're climbing a mountain, there's different routes you take. It doesn't mean that you're not going to the top of the mountain. So when you start looking at your goals, really take a look at it and know that you're, and change the mindset. It's going to be an adventure. You're going to run into some fun challenges to overcome. It's going to push you. It's going to stretch you. Dig down. You have what it takes to get your goals. Don't believe all the easiness of life. Yes, there are times when life is going to be easy, and it can't be that way all the time. I'm here to wake you up. It's not going to be easy all the time. And when you understand that it's not going to be easy, but when you have a passion behind your purpose, it doesn't matter. The perseverance will come into play. So you need to start taking control of your own thoughts, reevaluating your goals, reevaluating your purpose, and start to take a look at how can you build perseverance so that you know when you start out on a road towards a goal that no matter what, you're going to accomplish it. We have to get away from the easiness of things coming to us and understand that we have to take control, that we have to take back control of our thinking, take back control of ourselves, and know that it's our power, it's our purpose, it's our passion, and it's our perseverance that's going to create a life of meaning and fulfillment. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to